Yud. This is the chapter of all chapters, literally. Let's get straight in, because there's a lot to go through. I'll miss out on there's loads. It's just loads. It's definitely worthwhile going back, finding more out, go deep into the sources. Unbelievable what's available. Okay, we're going to talk about the Axis, which is now the group of the five kings. They come and they... and the destruction of Yeshua in the southern part of the heartland of Eretz Israel. Big time. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, hold tight. Aleph, Vayhi kishmo Adoni Tzedek mele Yerushalayim ki lachad Yehoshua et ha'ai v'yaharima. Adoni Tzedek, king of Yerushalayim, he heard what Yehoshua done to Ai and how he destroyed it. Kasher asay liyericho ulemalkah, he heard what they done to Yericho and to its king. They did the same thing to Ai and its king. And the Givonites, right? You weren't here last week, but the Givonites, they made a peace treaty with the Jewish people under false pretenses. And now the Jewish people, to make a Kiddush Hashem and to save a Chilul Hashem, the fact that the people had made a Brit with them, Yeshua, he keeps the Brit. The Nisim made a Brit, made a Shvua.
Behind
Yeshua's back, so to speak. It seems like he wasn't involved in that. He made a pact with them. He didn't make a Shvua. Nisim then went made a Shvua. Yeshua holds that and keeps that. He says, I'm not going to make a Chilul Hashem here. We're going to show everyone how important it is you make a Shvua on Hashem's name. But even when they did it under false pretenses, we're still going to keep our word. So the king Adoni Tzedek of Yerushalayim, he hears that Hishlimu Yoshvei Givonet Israel, they made peace with the Jewish people. Vayu Bekirbam, and they were now like part of the Jewish people, right? Vayir Ummaod, and he became very, very afraid. Ki Ir Gedola Givon, because Givon was a massive city. Kahat Arei Hamamlacha is one of the royal cities of Israel. Vichi Hi Gedola Min Ai, bigger than Ai. V'chol Anashia Giborim, and they had a massive army. Proper Giborim. So now what's the king of what's Adoni Tzedek thinking? Why is he going to war? Why is he going to war now with Givon instead of going to war with Israel?
He's going to war with Givon.
Right? Vayishlach Adoni Tzedek Melech Yerushalayim El Hoha Melech Hebron. He sent word to Hoha Melech Hebron Vel Piram Melech Ram Yarmut to Piram, king of Yarmut. Vel Yafia Melech Lachish, Yafia the king of Lachish, Vel Devir Melech Eglon, and to Devir the king of Eglon, Lemor, saying, Alu Elai V'Izruni, come up, let's go up with me and help me. V'Naked, give on. And let's go back to give on. Why? Ki Shlima et Yehoshua v'et Bnei Yisrael, because they made peace with the Jewish people. So why does it seem like they want to go to war with them? Give on. From the pasuk, was it saying?
Oh, because they made peace.
And therefore what?
They surrendered.
And therefore what?
And therefore it's the easier target than going straight for the Jews.
Oh, that's one answer. Definitely. Let's back to give on, because the Jews people there, they've got divine assistance, they've just battered Yericho, they've battered Ai. Let's just start with the easy one first. Another idea, just militarily.
And the Jews may go and fight with them, but they may not
fight with
the full force.
Good, so let's get rid of Givon, so they can't fight with them. Also, it might set precedent. You start making peace, everyone around you might fall. They're a big city with a big army. You start making peace with Jewish people, everyone else is going to be softer, and they might also make peace. So here, there's a few ideas why they wanted to go to war with Givon specifically. And they all came together, these five kings. They were all Amorite. They were Amorite, they were Emori. Melech Hebron, Melech Yarmut, Melech Lachish, Melech Eglon, Hem, V'chol Machnehem, them and all of their soldiers. V'yachanu al Givon, and they encamped on Givon. V'yilhamu aleha, and they came to fight in. Now Givon was walled, so it's going to be tough to get in. But
so they joined Israel, Bnei Israel, but they didn't actually move in with them.
No, they're still in Givon. They were going to be the water drawers and the wood choppers, right?
They made like Abraham a call to them.
right. Now they're getting punished for it because they made peace with the Jewish people. וישלחו אנשי גבעון אל יהושע, אל המחנה הגלגל לאמור. So the Jewish people are still back in Gilgal, right? When they came over the Jordan, that's where they first went to Gilgal. They're camped out there. They now, Givonites, they send word to Yehoshua. Al teref yadecha me'avdecha. Don't stop helping us. Ale elenu mehera. Come and help us quickly. Voshienu lanu va'azrenu. Come and save us and come and help us. Ki nikbetzu elenu kol malchei emori yoshvei ahar. Because all the Amorite kings have gathered against us to fight against us. Question. What would you be thinking? You're the head of the military for Yehoshua. What are you thinking?
That's not our battle.
Let them deal with it. Less enemies for us to deal with.
Right.
What do we have to help them for? That's what I'd be saying. And it seems that there's a midrash. It seems that there was a difficulty there. They're probably coming to Yehoshua saying, they made a promise with us under false pretenses. We don't even have to make shalom with them. And now you want to go and fight with them or for them? It's not a battle. Let them. Who's going to know if you got the message? Who's going to know if you... Let them deal with it.
Although it also means that all the enemies have been brought into one place. If they're all fighting, if these five kings are there, there's also an advantage that they've all come out of their comfort
zones.
Okay,
so it's a walled city. It's going to take a while. Wait a bit until they've killed out a few thousand of the soldiers and then come in at the end and... I don't know. Right? That's what I'd be thinking. Here the Midrash seems to think there's a difficulty. And the Midrash says, Tse ulmad mi Yehoshua Rabbecha. Go and learn from what Yehoshua did. At the moment when the Givonites asked for his help, Yehoshua said, Yehoshua had a question. He said, I'm going to now get my whole army up and we're going to go and fight a war that's not for these Gerim that came up. Hashem said to him, Im merahek ata harachokim, if you distance those that are distant from you, sofcha lerahek et hakrovim. In the end, you will distance those that are close to you. Meaning, this is how I take it to mean, you've made a peace treaty, you've made a pact, they're not part of the Jewish people, okay. But if at this moment in time when they need you, you don't come to their rescue, and you don't help them out, your closest ally, your closest friends will never be able to rely on you either.
Yeah,
so don't distance these people. Now's the time to go and help them. So Yehoshua starts immediately and he says as follows. Zayin. Vayad Yehoshua min ha-Gilgal hu v'chol ha'am ha-milchama imo. Him and all the soldiers went with him. They got up to go. V'chol gibore ha-hail. All his top soldiers went with him. Shayete. They're going up. Het. Vayom ha-Hashem el Yehoshua. Now Hashem comes to Yehoshua and he makes a promise. He says, Al tira mehem. Don't be afraid. Even if you think it's not your fight. Ki biyadcha netatim. Because I'm going to put them in your hands. Lo ya'amod ish mehem mefanecha. No one's going to stand in front of you. This is yours for the taking. Ve'yavo alehem Yehoshua pitom. Yehoshua came upon them pitom. Militarily, he went for another ambush. Right? Kol halayla ala min ha-Gilgal. In the middle of the night, he goes in and then he descends on the armies of the five kings. Pitom. Out of nowhere. They had no idea they would come to help. No idea.
It's Pitom for them or Pitom for Yehoshua?
Yehoshua descended on the five kings like that. They had no idea he was coming, and then suddenly the Jewish people come to the rescue. Yud, Vayuhumem Hashem lifnei Yisrael, Vayakem makeh gedola begivon, and they battered them at Givon. Vayirdefem derech ma'aleh bet horon, and they were completely shocked. They start turning around, running away. And they chase after them, derech ma'aleh bet horon. Vayakem ad Azeka, and they were battering them until Azeka, v'ad Makeda, until distant cities. They were still running after them and chasing after them and battering. So they've come in the middle of the night, boom, and they're so surprised, they never expected it, and in an ambush, they start running away, and it gives a victory straight away. Yudalef, vayhi benusam mipnei Israel, and as the armies of the five kings were running away from the Jewish people, hem b'morad bet horon v'Hashem ishlich alehem avanim gedolot min hashamayim. Hashem started throwing down stones to hit them from shamayim ad azeka v'yamutu, and they were dying from all these stones raining down. רבים אשר מתו באבני הברד, מה שהרגו בני ישראל בחרב. More died from these stones than died from the battle just preceding it with Yahushua. Right?
He calls them stones and then he calls them...
Barad. Very good. A lot of the translations have stones. Some say hailstones. I do recall something. I do recall that when it came to the Makkah of Barad,
yeah.
I don't remember where I learned this, but I'm sure I've learned it somewhere. Maybe you can find the source for me. When it comes to the Makkah of Barad in Mitzrayim, it says, at the end of the Makkah of Barad, it says, Vayetze Moshe mein paro. Moshe leaves et ha'ir, because he can't pray in Makom Tuma. Vayifros kapav el Hashem, and he puts out his hands to Hashem. Vayahdelu ha'kolot v'abarad, and all of the barad and all of the lightning and everything stopped. Umatar lo nitah arza. And the barad, it says, v'habarad umatar lo nitah arza. Everything was falling, this is how I read it. Everything was falling, all the rain and all the barad, didn't reach the ground. Why does it say didn't reach the ground? You just say it stopped, it fell, it finished. It said it didn't reach the ground. Now, I remember, I don't know where, I remember learning that meant there was just barad in there.
Suspended.
That hadn't yet fallen, and that had stopped there. And when does it now fall? Now it falls for Yahushua. Also, we were saying about the miracles. The miracles here, he's not winning the war by this, because they're already running away. They're all disoriented, running away. But the Makkah comes, Hashem shows that he's with us. It's not doing anything, really. They're all running away. It's not winning the war for us. It's killing a lot. But the miracle, again, is there just as an add-on. Right?
Imagine the idea of going into a bomb like Iran or something. Something
deadly,
like massive boulders just fall
down from heaven and just that. Can't imagine. There are other opinions. The Gemara, here, there's the Da'at Mikra says, these are avanim ba'im mikochavim shitporeru behalal. These are from stars. Yeah, it says meteorim blaz. Meteorim. These are meteors that come. That's another idea, because it does say stones. Let's say stones. And the Gemara in Brachot says, Tanura banan, Haro'e ma'aberot hayam, u'ma'aberot hayarden. These are a list of things that if you see, you have to say a bracha for. Thanks Hashem. Ma'aberot avne el gabish, b'morad bet horon. When you see these avne el gabish, that fell, so it seems it must be, according to this, it must be actual stones, because barad melts. It's not there after. Here, according to this, they're still there. And if you see them, the Gemara says, you have to say a bracha. Why is it called Avne El Gabish? Because they falls Al Gavish. Okay, so that's a few ideas there.
We used to have that in school. The next door school, it was snowing. They would take rocks, put
in the snowball,
and throw them.
Where did they learn that from?
Yeah.
From God.
Okay. So Hashem is finishing them off with these stones. Yud bet az yidaber Yahushua la Hashem. What does that sound like? What type of lashon does that sound like? Az yidaber Yahushua la Hashem. Az Yashim Moshe. Right? Very similar. Just after a nice miracle came to help them, now Yahushua sings a shira. B'yom tet Hashem et ha'emori. The day that Hashem gave them the emorim lifnei bnei Yisrael. V'yomer la'enei Yisrael. He says in the eyes of the bnei Yisrael, Shemesh begivon dom, the sun, dom. What does dom mean?
Stop.
Does it mean stop? Where else do we have dom?
Sun.
Right. Aaron. Right. What does it say? Vayidom Aaron. So here it says, the sun be silent. Literally it means possibly stop. Vayareach be'emek ayalon, and the moon in emek ayalon. I went to this place. When I was doing Tanakh in university in Bar Ilan, Dr. El Gabish, he took us to this emek where they're having this war, and he's like, open your books and they're this here and here, and you're pointing what is actually happening. I remember him saying, if you work it out, the celestial bodies shouldn't be in that place. I don't remember exactly what he said. No, the sun and the moon, because it says Hashem Begivon Dom. We have to go there, we have to see exactly what the Pasuk is saying, where they were. What does it mean? be silent. Says, this is first of all, this is the biggest miracle. According to some, it's the biggest miracle that has ever happened. We're not talking about terrestrial miracles that Moshe did with blood and frogs, and we're talking about celestial bodies just halting in the air, halting the sky. And it could be it was just the sun, just the moon. I wrote a list of those who hold Kepshuto, right? You've got Avodah Zarah, you've got the Chachamim, you've got Bereshit Rabbah, Rashi, Radak, Mesudat David, Malbim, Arbaa Brenel, Maharal. They hold this is literal, this is the sun is standing still. And also the moon. Some of them hold, you know, some interesting, the Maharal also, he doesn't see any problem. He says it's Teva. And Hashem, if he wants to get involved in Teva and stop it, that's just a higher level of Teva. And Yahushua is representing Torah, which is above nature, and therefore, right? And the Chachamim also, they argue in the Gemara, how many hours was the sun standing still? So they also, Chazal seemed to hold that the sun stood still. Some says 24 hours, some says 36, some says 70, some says 12, 24, 36. Maharal sees that as all beautiful ideas, 24 being 6, 6, 6, 6, which is all nature. There's incredible things, right? But there's Rambam and the Ralbag who will say this was a natural event.
In the Medrash of the scene, somewhere in Perek Shira, in the article, it says that the sun at the beginning didn't want to shine because it realized everyone's going to be serving it. And the sun said to Hashem, he said, like, I don't want to come do my job because everyone's going to think that I am you. So Hashem said, but if you don't listen to me now, it's going to be much worse. One day, there's going to be an opportunity for you to show everyone that you listen to my instructions.
Very nice. And to add to that, the Emorim worshipped the sun. So this was a prime time to now stop the sun and show that the sun listens to Yahushua, listens to the Torah, listens to Hashem, and he's in charge, not your sun god. And when Yahushua stands up and says, Shemesh ben Gordon, he stops. That showed the Emorim, his son's not in charge. Other people say there is accounts of an eclipse at that moment, right? They say about that time there would have been an exact eclipse, and it would have gone here, and that circle is where they're fighting in the middle there, and they would have seen something like this, and it may have also been an incredible event. But according to the text, it says the sun stayed still. וידום השמש וירח עמד היקום הגוי אויביו הלא היא כתובה על הספר ישר ויעמוד השמש בחצי השמיים ולא עץ לבוא כיום תמים. A whole day didn't move according to the pasuk. So those who want to say naturally it could have been an eclipse of some sort, the Rabbah says it was something that the time, maybe it shone so brightly and everyone would just, the time went by so quickly.
So this backs up what you said in the first week, that all the miracles had to be hidden somewhat. They couldn't be too obvious. And
correct.
If there wasn't a different way of explaining it, it would have been too obvious. So there has to be that there's...
Correct.
So also, the fact that an eclipse is such a thing is also ordered by Hashem. Hashem may have organised all the eclipses only for this one moment, but that's how it hides.
Correct. Also, the miracle is not actually helping them in any way, really. If you're feeling it and the sun is staying up, you don't really feel it. It's a longer day, okay, and it allows Yahushua to finish off the battle. It doesn't help them in any way. You see what I'm saying?
Not directly.
Also, they say, why did Yahushua want it to stay still? Because it was Erev Shabbat. Erev Shabbat, and he didn't want it to go into Shabbat, and the day should be a bit longer. It's another explanation. But there are many, many, you look at that, there are many, many mefarshim on that. It's one of the great miracles that happens in Tanakh. Okay, so why does it say Hashem should be givon dom, the sun should be silent? You mentioned Perek Shira. What's Perek Shira mean? Are all these animals singing? Is the horse singing? Is the frog singing? They're not singing. What are they doing? They're doing their job. And when you do your job as a Jew, when you do your job as the moon, when you do your job as the sun, that is Shira. You are singing the most beautiful Shira to Hashem. You're showing everyone, I'm doing my job. That is what Shira is. So when Yahushua says to him, Shemesh Begivon, don't be silent. It means you stand still. Don't you be silent. You're not doing your job at the moment. You stand still and wait. And that's why it also means be silent. Because you're going to stop singing your Shira. You're going to stop serving God for a second. And you're going to listen to man. Okay. That is worthwhile going into on your own. Yud Gimel. Vayidom Hashem, the sun was silent. Vayarech Amad Adikum Goy Oivav. And the moon also stayed still until they had finished wiping out the enemies. Haloi Ktuva Al Sefer Hayashar. It's written in the Sefer Hayashar. What that is, I'm not sure. It's a few different opinions what the Sefer Hayashar is. Vayamod Hashemesh Bahatzi Hashemayim. And the sun stood in the half of the sky. Velo Atz Lavo Kayom Tamim. And didn't move for a whole day. Yud Dalet. Velo haya kayoma ulefanav v'aharav, and there was never a day like this day before or after. Okay, so that also goes to, you know, those who say it was a real miracle as kipshuto, this strengthens that. Lishmo Hashem bekol ish, that Hashem should listen to the request of a man. Ki Hashem nilham l'Yisrael, because Hashem fights for the Jewish people. Vayashov Yehoshua v'chol Yisrael, and the Jewish people went and returned with all the Jewish, all the soldiers, Ela Mahaneh Gilgala, back to Gilgal. Ve'anusah ha'meshet ha'melachim ha'ele, and they chased after the five kings. Ve'yehavu b'ma'arav Makeda, and the five kings, they started hiding in a cave in Makeda. Vayugad Yehoshua l'imo, and it was told to Yehoshua, saying, Nimtzu ha'meshet ha'melachim, we found them. Nehba'im b'ma'arav b'makeda, they're hiding in a cave. ויום יהושע, גולו אבנים גדולות אל פי המערה. יהושע said, just roll a massive stone over there and lock them in. והפקידו עליה נשים לשומרם. And put some guards on there so they don't get out. ואתם, and you, the rest of the soldiers, אל תעמודו, don't just stand still waiting. רדפו אחרי אויביכם. Carry on with the war. Go and chase after your enemies. וזינבתם אותם and chase after them. Don't let them reach the cities again and close themselves up. Because Hashem has given them in your hand. So the question is, why is Yeshua saving the kings? Why does he lock them up and say, carry on with the war, but lock them up? Why not just kill them and carry on with the war? Why is he locking them up? I can't think of a great answer. The answer I thought of was that you kill the kings, they'll just make someone else. And what's the difference? Yeah, you kill Yasser Arafat, they just bring someone in instead. Finish them off, we'll keep the kings till later, they're fine, they're locked up, and finish the war. So there's no one left. Kaf, Vayhik, Chalot Yehoshua b'nei Yisrael ha'kotam maka gdola me'od ad tumam. When Yehoshua had finished battering them until there was no one left, v'asridim sardu mehen, there was a few survivors somehow. V'yavu el arei ha'mivtza, and they managed to escape. V'yashuvu kol ha'am el ha'machaneh, all the people came back to the machaneh, el Yehoshua, to Yehoshua, makeda b'shalom. Makeda, where these kings are holed up, in peace. Lo haratz livnei Yisrael le'ish et leshono. No one dared to speak against the Jewish people. Because what's just happened now, another reason why Hashem has allowed these five kings to come together on Givon was so that Yehoshua should be able to come in the middle of the night and not just go around from city to city, making it our journey longer and harder for all of them in one go. We've just killed five armies. No one dared to wag their tongue at us. Yeah. Right? So this was another reason Hashem hardened their heart. They should all come together and make our job easier. Right? So we can defeat them all in one fell swoop. Kaf bed. Vayomi Yehoshua, pithu et pi ha'me'ara. Open up that cave. Votziu elai et ha'meshet ha'melachim ha'ele min ha'me'ara. And bring me the five kings. And they did that. And they brought the five kings from their cave. Et Melech Yerushalayim, et Melech Hebron, et Melech Yarmut, et Melech Lachish, et Melech Eglon. All five of them. Vayhi, keotziam et ha'melachim ha'ele el Yehoshua. When he brought them out, vayikra Yehoshua el kol ish Yisrael, and he called out to the Jewish people. Vayomer, and he said el kitzinei anshei ha'milchama, to the generals. He said that went with him. He said, kirvu, come close to you. Put your foot on their necks. וישימו את רגליהם על צוואריהם, and they put their feet on their necks. Why did they do that? Show you're in charge. Give everyone else a sign, a clear message. This is what happens when you mess with us. Also to give a bit of strength and hizuk to your army. Look at what we've just done. You defeat all of them, and here the kings are left. Put your foot on their neck. Show them. Cafe. Don't be scared. Be courageous and strong, my generals. Because this is what will happen to all of your enemies. Hashem will do for you. When you go to fight them. Yoshua killed these five kings. And they hung them on five trees. And they were only hanging there until night. Remember, we discussed this already. They're only hanging until night, and then you have to bring them down. When the sun was going down, and Yoshua told them, bring them down from the trees now. And he threw the bodies back into the cave where they were hiding, and they should be buried there. And he put big stones at the entrance of the cave. Ad etzem hayom hazeh, until today they are still there. Probably, as a sign to show everyone, this is what happens. Kafhet. Vet makeda lachad Yehoshua b'yom ahu v'yakel lefi harev v'akam v'yachirim otam v'ed kol nefesh asher ba'u v'loshir sarid v'yasmi melech makeda kasha asal lebe hircho. Yehoshua battered makeda and killed everyone and did like they did to Yericho. After now goes through all the cities. Here's the derech. Where they went. Ve'avor Yehoshua b'chol ha'ashem makeda livna. V'ilachem im livna. He went to livna. V'iten ha'ashem gam otah b'yad resyan. Also then Hashem gave to them. Ve'et malkan its king v'akel lefi harev and killed them with a sword. They called nefesh asher ba'ah, and everyone that was in it. Lo yishir basari. There was no one left. V'yas malka kasher asal lemelech Yericho. They did to the king as if they did what they did to the king of Yericho. ויעבור יהושע וכל הישראלים מליבנה ללחישה. Right, so we're here, let's live now. Lachisha now. They encamped against it. And they went to war against it. And on the second day, this is already only on the second day of the war. They're now destroying cities here. And they destroyed it with the sword. They called it Nefer and everyone that was in it. Everything they did to Livna, they did here as well to Lachish. אז על ההורה מלך גזל, they went to גזל, לעזור את לחיש, he went to לחיש to help, ועקר יהושע ואת עם עמו, and יהושע battered them and his nation. עד בלתי השאיר לו שריד, until there was no one left. ועבור יהושע וכל ישראל עם מלחיש אגלונה, now they went to אגלון. ויחנו עליה, and they camped against him, ולחום עליה, and they went to war against him, ורקדו אבו יום ההוא, ויקו אלף יחלב, and they went against him with a sword, ואת כל הנפש אשר בא, and they killed everyone that was in it, ויום ההוא אחרים, now on that day they destroyed it, ככל אשר עשה ללחיש, everything they did to לחיש, they did to אגלון. ויעל יהושע בכל ישראל, מומי אגלון, חברונה, now they went to חברון, and they did the same, ולחמו עליה, and they went to war against him, ורקדו אלף ויקו אלף יחלב, and they went with the sword, ואת מלכה, ואת כל העריה, with his king, and all the city, וכל אשר הנפש, and all the people, אשר בא, that were in it. לא השאיר שריד, there was no one left, ככל אשר עשה לאגלון, everything did the אגלון, ואחרי מותה, ואת כל הנפש, אשר בא, and they killed everyone that was in it. ויש, ויושב, וכל ישראל עמו, דבירה, ולחמד, they went to דבירה now, and they went to war against it. ולכדד מלכה, they caught the king, ואת כל העריה, ויעקום לפי חרב, and they killed him with the sword, והרים לו את כל הנפש אשר בא, and they killed everyone was in it, לא השאיר שריד, there was no one left. כאשר עשה לחברון, כן, עשה לדבירה ולמכה, just like did חברון, they did to דבירה and its king. כאשר עשה ללבנה ולמלכה, like they did to לבנה and to its king, they did here as well. והיה כי יהושע עד את כל הארץ. יהושע now has destroyed the whole heartland in one fell swoop, and we're talking about a few days here. ההר והנגב והשפלה והשדות ואת כל מלכיהם, and all their kings he destroyed. לא השאיר שריד, there was no one left. ואת כל הנשמה אחרים, any person they killed, כאשר ציווה השם אלוקי ישראל, just as Hashem had told them to do. ויקים יהושע מקדש ברנע ועד עזה, all the way from here until עזה, he killed everyone. ואת כל אשר גושן, ואת כל ארץ גושן ועד גבעון, and from גושן to גבעון, it's a massive area. Right, we're talking about all the way down to here, Goshen, this whole area. ואת כל המלכים האלה, and all of these kings, ואת ארצם, and their land, לקד יהושע פעם אחת. יהושע took in one go. כי השם אלוקי ישראל נלחם לישראל, because God is fighting with him, the Jewish people. וישוב יהושע וכל ישראל עמו אל המחנה הגלגלה, and they went home a few days later with a big story to tell.